Good afternoon. You're tuned to 91.9 KPTZ on your FM dial here in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Simon Janes, bringing you your local news for Thursday, March 10th, 2022. And here's a fresh piece of news to start with. KPTZ is asking for your support during a flash fundraiser happening right now. Please help KPTZ sustain and grow by making a donation on the website at kptz.org. All forms of payment are welcome, of course. This two-day flash fundraiser will go twice as far in funding your community radio station because up to $10,000, every dollar you contribute will be matched, and it will be over almost as soon as it starts, today and tomorrow only. So thank you for your support. The county health order requiring masking indoors lifts tomorrow, March 11th, at 11:59 p.m., following statewide and CDC guidance. However, Jefferson County Public Health has put out a new graphic on their COVID-19 website to help the public gauge whether it is safe to unmask indoors based on the rate of transmission in the area. The gauge is located at the top of the case information page at the following link. As of today, the gauge needle points to red, indicating transmission risk is high and masks are recommended. Our county health officer, Dr. Allison Berry, has expressed concern that the case rate in Jefferson County is still quite high. 385 per 100,000. According to Dr. Berry, wearing a mask when the risk of transmission is high is an act of community. It offers protection not just for yourself, but for those vulnerable members of society around you. Jefferson Public Health is offering a printable notice for businesses to put on their doors that encourages the public to wear masks even though it is no longer mandated. This messaging that we are in a transitional phase from a masking mandate to a masking recommendation is being echoed by the Port Townsend School District. Superintendent Dr. Linda Rosenberry said in a statement yesterday that while some community members may be excited to remove their masks, those from high-risk households may be concerned about the increase in risk. Students and staff who are concerned about mask wearing are encouraged to wear a mask that protects the wearer, such as the KN95s provided by the school. They can communicate with others about why they would like people to mask around them, but will need to understand that others might choose not to mask. Students from high-risk households may request to sit at least 6 feet away from students who are not masking. Monday, March 14th, will be the first day that students will have the option to unmask at school. Jefferson County reported 2 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic to 3,106. The Wooden Boat Festival's Ask an Expert online winter series will conclude March 17th with the finale LGBTQ+ and Finding My Way in the Maritime Industry. In this live Zoom presentation, Susan Britton, transgender ship captain and sailor, will host a panel of LGBTQ+ mariners as they share their personal experiences working in the maritime industry. This panel is a first of its kind for the event. Tickets are free in an effort to support and empower the LGBTQ+ community in the maritime industry by sharing their stories with all who will lend an ear. In addition to Susan, the panel will include Lou Garrity, apprentice carpenter at Haven Boatworks, Amy Kovacs, program director at Sound Experience, and Tiffany Crewin, captain of the schooner Ernestina Morrissey. LGBTQ+ and Finding My Way in the Maritime Industry is on March 17th, 2022 at 5 p.m. Get your ticket at woodenboat.org/askanexpert. All 6 sessions of the series are offered on demand and can be viewed through April 15th with the purchase of a series pass. Marine Thrift and the Northwest Maritime Center invite locals and visitors alike to join them for their grand reopening and swap meet on April 2nd from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Located in Port Townsend's Boat Haven, Marine Thrift keeps good materials out of the landfill and in circulation while ensuring costs of boating stay accessible. All are invited to come see the fresh changes and say hello to the new thrift supervisor, Robert Brecklin. The swap meet is a chance to stock up on used and useful tools, hardware, boat supplies, and more. Those interested in selling at the swap meet can register online at northwestmaritime.org/swapmeet. Marine Thrift and the swap meet are located at 315B Haynes Place in Port Townsend. Vehicle reservations for travel on the San Juan Islands and the Port Townsend-Coopville routes during the next few months opened this morning. Reservations for travel between March 27th and June 18th became available starting at 7 a.m. Customers can view the upcoming schedules for that time in advance of booking their travel, and reservations can be made online at www.takeaferry.com. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening and have a great day.